From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is criticizing the Syrian and Russian governments, whom she says agreed to a ceasefire in Syria, specifically the Ghouta region, but neither is living up to the agreement made by the U.N. Security Council. She says by saying they're targeting terrorists, they've been exploiting loopholes.
But the Russian and Syrian regime label anyone as terrorists who resist their absolute control. In the eyes of Russia, Iran, and Assad, the neighborhoods of Eastern Ghouta are full of terrorists. The hospitals are full of terrorists. The schools are full of terrorists.
Haley said the United States has drafted a new ceasefire resolution that provides no room for evasion. Trump administration officials say that the U.S. president is optimistic about a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, although North Korea is said to have not followed up on a plan to make that happen. Still, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters Monday that he informed the U.N. Security Council that progress is being made.
We may be able to pursue a diplomatic solution to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So we're determined to pursue that course, and we had the opportunity to talk with the U.N. Security Council permanent representatives today and to communicate our common intention to keep up the campaign of maximum pressure.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, on a visit to Nigeria, said the U.S. expects to hear something directly from North Korea, but he seemed unconcerned that there has been no immediate public response to President Trump's acceptance of Kim's invitation for a face-to-face meeting over possible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, as well as some other issues. This is VOA News.